Always good to have a sunset song just before the sun rises. Lipstick Sunset. It's John Hyatt on 90.3 KMBA. In front of Mr. Hyatt, we have brand new music from the Oh Hellos. I love this band. They've got a new double EP disc, and Torches comes from that one. Brandi Carlile and the Twins, along with the Seattle Symphony in there with Turpentine, and we heard Sturgill Simpson covering Nirvana to get us started out. 28 past 8. It is the Morning Line program for Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and yippee skippy, here we are. Another weekend coming up. It's a big one. Get ready to rendez. It's Morning Line on KMBA at 8:28. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflegen. We know that our listeners and members love to hear about events in our community, so got this Our Community segment. So we've got a special guest in the studio, Beth Hagelson with the Fur Rondi, president of the Greater Anchorage Area. Is that about right?
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, and good morning.
Good morning.
So this is pretty fun stuff. Fur Rondi is always fun. And you were saying earlier that it's been... How long has it been running?
It's an 83-year-old winter festival, and I think that is one of the things that's so special about Fur Rondi. If you take a look at the full schedule of events, which everyone can access at furrondi.net, there's over 80 events now that are on the schedule between three weekends. And one of the things that I am always so privileged to share is that for Rondi, while we always think about the fun and the culture, and that really is the mission of Rondi, is to bring entertainment and cultural and, you know, cultural exposure to Alaska, you know, is to really provide this fun schedule of events. And one of the things that Rondi accomplishes that I think a lot of people aren't aware of is how many not-for-profit organizations are associated with the festival and how many of them receive this economic infusion of help through the production of many events. For example, one of the events this weekend is the Miners and Trappers Party Gras, the gala. And, you know, that's put on by the Lions and the Lionesses of Anchorage. It's a long-standing event. And really the impact of that is that we help to provide a benefit to that organization that then goes out and produces their causes in the community. If you buy a Fur Rondi pin, which is made by Alaska artist Maria Tallis this year, it's a couple of sled dogs. These $8 pins, first of all, you won't get arrested by the Keystone cops on the avenue if you're wearing one, so we encourage you to do that. But it also goes back and infuses different organizations that sell the pins through the commission of the pins. That doesn't just help Fur Rondi keep the festival going. It helps, like, for example, the Kiwanis Club, who are the Keystone cops, and it infuses help for their causes in the community. And I think this is the story behind Rondi that we have to remind everyone when they come out and they have a great time, or they go to Ida Ina, or they go to the Running of the Reindeer this weekend, which is a benefit for Toys for Tots, that you're not just having fun, you're promoting Alaska, obviously, but you're also out there really helping our community. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that gets out there in Rondi's this weekend.
So that sounds like a lot of fun, and we, you know, connecting community is kind of what our show is about. And you mentioned before the Ida Ina gathering, and that's something is that new to the schedule?
Absolutely. I know that the Ida Ina has been a part of our community for many years, and we are delighted to welcome it to the Rondi schedule of events. You know, one of the parts of our mission is to really focus in on the cultures of Alaska. And here in Anchorage, we all live and work in one of the most diverse cities in America. And we would be remiss not to focus in on Alaska's First People and some of the cultures that make our state and city so incredibly rich. One of the events of the weekend is the Charlotte Jensen Native Arts Market, which is held at the Diamond Mall, featuring artisans from all around the state of Alaska. And that's an event I've really enjoyed going to and purchasing some wonderful pieces from the artisans from around the state. But also Ida Ina, as a new event to the schedule, I think what this does is it really opens the door for people not just here in the city of Anchorage who may not be very exposed to a lot of the cultures from around the state. And maybe, like me, I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born and raised, grew up in a cabin out by Hatcher Pass, but really never knew about my, you know, going to an event like this. So I am so excited to be able to be a part of it, be welcome to it, and also promote it so that more people can be exposed. And I think that's what Rondi does. We're not necessarily putting on each one of the events. The Tabona Foundation is the presenter of the event, But I think what Rondi does is it opens the door for people from all over our state, all around the nation, and hopefully all around the world to see Alaska at its best. And this is definitely Alaska at its best.
Sounds good. And so as a lifelong Alaskan, mm-hmm. It sounds like this could be a great learning opportunity if there's some things you hadn't picked up on before.
Absolutely. This is an incredible learning opportunity for me. And, you know, being a president of a board like this, it's made up all of volunteers who are working professionals here in the state of Alaska. And we're all involved for one reason. We love our community. We love the state of Alaska. And we focus in on that original mission, which is, you know, again, to provide entertainment, education, and cultural growth through the production of Fur Rondi. This is part of our mission to provide exposure to cultural growth. And I think it's so important if you are a citizen here in Anchorage and part of Alaska that you invest the time to learn more about the cultures of the state.
Well, that's really huge in keeping 83 years in keeping Rondi relevant. I mean, you know,
exactly.
It started out significantly differently, and now is it just some event that's perpetuating itself and a lot of fun? But it's relevant. It's relevant. It's pragmatic. It's connecting, and it is forward looking. I would say.
It is, and you know, that's one of the big tasks of Greater Anchorage Inc. and the production of Fur Rondi is to say, how do we keep this organization relevant and sustainable and really exciting all at the same time? I mean, I think what people think of when they think of Fur Rondi, and I'm glad they do because it's one of the reasons I got involved, is all the fun events. Having a reason to go out and have fun in the middle of winter, you know, in a time we're all kind of looking forward to spring. You know, wearing a costume, having a good time with your friends, getting out on the avenue, enjoying the world championship, sled dog races. The ceremonial to start to the Iditarod is a Saturday as well. We love the partnership with that organization. The running of the reindeer, which is our version of running with the bulls, which is just a blast. And, you know, we go back, though, and say, how do we keep this sustainable? And it's about involving every aspect and every demographic of Alaska. And one of the things we really realized as an organization is we really need to raise up this new Rondi generation. So we added some events for kids. And one of them was at the Anchorage Museum called Miners and Nappers. And the one this weekend is called Running with the Critters. And it's right before Running of the Reindeer on 4th Avenue at 2:30. If you haven't signed up your kiddo, you can sign them up right before, right behind the Log Cabin Visitor Center. It's the mascots of Anchorage and Visit Anchorage. And these kids get an opportunity to run with mascots of Anchorage and take pictures with them. And we want to raise that Rondi generation so that they not only appreciate the city and the depth of culture that we provide, but also they get out there and have fun with their parents. Rondi's not just about adults. It's about kids. It's about culture. It's about not-for-profit organizations getting an infusion of energy and economic support. So it's not just about an event. It's not insular. It's community all the way.
It sounds like it's involving a lot of people and kind of figuring out what's in common between them and,
yes,
and having fun with our shared history.
Yeah, I mean, I focus on the business every day of the organization, but the reason I'm here is because I am a born and raised Alaskan and I care about my community and I want to see this thrive and survive. And people ask me all the time, they say, is Rondi in trouble? How are you doing with sponsorships? How are you doing with supporters? You know, this is the question I get asked a lot. I get put in the hot seat on this. And, you know, no matter what, I always answer, I have a high level of confidence in Rondi now and in the future, because it's not just about this one organization. It's about our partners. And when you take a look at the schedule of events, it's rich, but it's about partners like the Tabona Foundation. It's about partners like Kiwanis. It's about partners like Rotary and the Lions and the Lionesses and all of these other organizations that say, I want to be involved. And they benefit from it, but they also benefit us by being a part of the schedule.
And the Ida Ina Gathering is part of that schedule, March 3rd, tomorrow, that is. We've heard that it's from noon to 7:00. Denina Center?
You know, I know that the doors open at 11 o'clock at the Denina. The tickets are $5. I'm looking at the list of performers right now, and the performances start at 1, but the grand entry is at noon. And I think that is a really exciting part of the event itself. I will be there for that. And I see that the mayor is on the schedule, and there's welcoming remarks going on at that time. And then I see an entire listing of events happening about every 10 to 20 minutes between 1 o'clock and 6:50, which is the closing of the drum. And I know after that is the winter dance.
I've heard about this winter carnival dance.
Yes, and that's happening right after. And one of the things I like about this dance is that anyone that is committed to a substance-free lifestyle, it is an alcohol-free, substance-free substance-free dance. So you can come and get your party on, and it's alcohol-free. So I'm excited about that. It'll be following Ida Ina, and I believe that starts at 8.
8 to 11, Sober mm-hmm. Mute Winter Carnival
yes.
Dance. Yeah,
exciting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us, Beth.
Thank you for giving me the privilege. Let's get out and rondy, everybody. I'm excited.
Let's rondy. Let's do it. Thank you, Beth. Thank you very much, Frank Chaitluk. 839 for rondy.net, of course, if you want to find out any more details. 839 with REM Gomez and Jackson Brown ahead.
When you file online for your 2018 permanent fund dividend, every Alaskan can support KNBA through PIC. Click Give. With just one click, you can donate a portion of your PFD and help us make a difference. KNBA serves our community with great music, news, and Native cultural programming year-round. We hope you choose to support KNBA and Alaska's Native voice when you pick, click, give for causes you care about. Kuyana.
News programming on KNBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.